This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where to play is play. Tomorrow, guys, we will be the only radio station live talking to the coach, Raheem Morris, and player guest to be determined. Hopefully someone very important. That'll be tomorrow right here on 92.9 The Game on Dukes and Bell. By the way, shout out again to Andy Randy. Amazing broadcast today from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, the new setup that Arthur Blank spent all that money on. It's unbelievable, state-of-the-art, some inspirational stories, some truly great kids. If you get a chance, and you may go get something in your eyeball, can rewind on the Odyssey app, but that was great today.
It's always good to give back, and listen, those young people need all the support. And they need all the inspiration they can get, man. And I got to say this, Mike, we've done that. And to show up and be like, we're going to be on the radio? Mm-hmm. It's the coolest thing for them. And they need just, some light, man, at the end of the tunnel. So, I'm with you on that. Andy and Randy, great job.
It was great. Now, yesterday, when you and I left with the presidential motorcade coming in, again, well, real quick, preface, staying in our lane, just simply talking about traffic. But we were yesterday, because everything's a trigger. Just saying, and again, we've had a few traffic jams the last couple of days with candidates of any political stripe. So not picking on anyone. Thank you. I have to run that disclaimer. But yesterday, with the president, former president at Georgia Tech, as you and I were leaving, we were debating how the hell are we going to get home, because it looked like it was going to be a mess.
We were. I got lucky.
Right.
For whatever it was, and I have no idea. When I jumped on 75, I was going to go back, I was going to go like Peachtree up 400, whichever way, to get me north. Bottom line is, Mike, there was nobody on the road. And I was like, there has to be something wrong. I know I'm going to run into this thing. And it was south, so I didn't. But because they were holding the traffic down there was nobody on the road. It was like Walking Dead when I was driving. I mean, it was great. So I didn't have any issues. Did you?
No, but I saw everybody coming north having a hell of a time getting anywhere. We're talking, five lanes, dead stop. The state police, obviously, they're going to do with the motorcade, let it get it to go the other way to the airport. But, I go off 85 when it makes the split.
Yeah.
And as far as the eye could see, it was dead stop traffic. So it was an absolute disaster. I was talking to my buddy, Jimmy, who, by the way, went to Cedar Grove over in Ellenwood.
Okay.
And I believe it.
That's a good area for us, by the way.
I appreciate your support, 92.9. I think he was, I'm not sure he's boys with, but I know he went to school with Deion Glover, who played for Tech back in the day. But anyway, I digress. But anyway, he was telling me, he's like, 2 damn hours, because I guess he works up here. Oh, I believe he works in Sandy Springs at UPS. Either way, tough for some folks. Today, I had a unique experience. Had the top down because it's a beautiful day today.
It
just
is
fabulous. So I'm blasting a band, and just I'm sitting there, and this guy, you know how sometimes you're by the Grady Curve, and traffic is kind of like you, guy's next to you, he goes past you, next thing you know, he's stuck, you pass him.
Sure.
You go back and forth. Anyway, I want to give a shout-out. Young guy, looked to be in his 20s or 20-something, because I'm blasting Soundgarden, right? And, I'm just playing a couple of tunes, and I hear, and it's blasting, so you're like, hey! I'm thinking, oh, did I cut this guy off? What the hell's going on? I'm in the number 2 lane. I'm not in the hub lane. And he goes, what is that you're listening to? I'm like, it's freaking Soundgarden. I just thought everybody would know it. But now he's like, it's like, Fell on Black Days.
You gave him the song.
There's so many grabby. There's a million ones, but that happened to be the song Outshined I was playing earlier. That's what's that or that's like, I'm looking California, but I'm feeling Minnesota. Anyway, it must have joined. So I turned some 20-something on to Soundgarden.
That's great.
If nothing else. Yeah,
it's great. It is. It's good stuff.
Right. So I did that. I had that going for me today.
So how loud was this?
Well, I rock out at a pretty loud volume.
Because, I mean, if people are like, yo, what's that?
Well, I mean, you know, again, there are various genres of music being played. Sometimes you do have to blast out the guy next to you.
That's true. Listen, I can't complain. I've been this way since I got my driver's license at 15.
Right.
I blast my music. Right. It's the one thing, and I'm going to blast it until I'm like 80.
Right.
I'm just that dude.
You know, and when my wife asked me, why did you spend so much money on the car? It's got like 18 speakers in it. So it is kind of.
It's a necessity.
You got to have it.
No, I'm with you.
Hey, man. Today we were talking about Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady's ex, when Tom had told her, and I believe at the time the rest of the football world, he was stepping away from the Tampa Bay Bucs, only to have a change of heart and decide to come back. And she obviously said, well, that's it. I thought you told me you're done with this, and we're going to life to live and kids to grow up with. And eventually she splits. And almost immediately, the tabloids have her linked to her jujitsu instructor. And you and I were talking about today, the word came out, Orin had it in Yaman Noman, that they're having a boobala.
Can the child within my heart rise above?
Yeah. Tom Brady issues a rather cryptic comment on social media.
Yeah, on Instagram. Yeah, no, we were talking about it in the Blitz. I said this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just a sidebar because I saw it and I was just blown away that was just fast to me. I mean, like, you're in a relationship, and again, everybody do you, but like, you're in a relationship, you're married to Brady for years, you've got, what, three kids, it's all about the children, we want to make sure, and then boom, she's pregnant with the new guy, and I'm like, that was like not even a year, was it?
No.
Yeah, all right.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. Bun in the oven, age 44 for Gisele. And that got the conversation going. And by the way, I mean, look, these are all some of the most beautiful, the 0.00001% of people on the planet.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I never vibed Gisele Bündchen. Do you ever think she was all that?
So here's the thing. You would see her on these covers, right? And of course, it's covers. It's right. She's made up. She looks amazing. For me, Mike, just personal preference, she's always a little thin, right? Because that's what supermodels are.
Right. Some more than others.
Yes. I mean, I'm all about being in shape, but like super thin. And so that was never something for me, but she's a beautiful woman. But are you telling me that she's not one of your top models?
No, Carl. And that brings us to Mike Bell's top 10 supermodels.
Who is on this list?
Well, let's take a look, Carl. There can only be 10. The best of the best of the best.
Sir.
We start with number 10, Carol Alt. Now, that might not ring a bell for some Atlantans, but growing up in metropolitan New York, she dated Ron Greshner from the New York Rangers and actually had her come into my bar once, along with Ron Duguay.
Blonde?
Who was also, she's a brunette, Long Island girl. hot.
I'm trying to remember her.
Yeah, look up Carol Alt.
Okay,
A-L-T. All right. Unbelievable. And then that brings us to another Ranger, Ron Duque, who is married to Kim Alexis. There's a trend here. If I serve them a drink, they may be on this list. That was working at a place called the Artful Dodger West Hampton back in the day.
I see Carol, yes.
Number 8, Cindy Crawford. Now, some guys might have her higher. Cindy Crawford, we got to see her make a terrible movie with one of the Baldwin brothers in like 1994 in South Beach, and they were filming right on Ocean Drive. But she was gracious and super cool with everybody.
Yeah, so. Still making money, rooms to go.
Right. You and I, I'll buy... Fair game. Orange just looked it up. The crappiest movie you ever saw.
It is.
It's the Baldwin brother that was in the Firehouse movie. What was
the good Baldwin.
Right. Who was the one we met at the Craig Sager's golf thing?
Oh, that's the good one.
No, that was the one from Usual Suspects.
Oh, that's right. It's
is
right.
Is that Billy?
It was right, Billy.
That was Stephen.
Stephen
That's
Baldwin.
Stephen.
He was there.
Yeah, because we started chatting because my mom taught high school with Alec Baldwin's dad in Massapequa. Yeah. Anyway, Brooklyn Decker, you and I have both interviewed her on the radio, just not at the same time.
Yeah.
Swimsuit. Unbelievable in person. She married Andy Roddick.
She did. Swimsuit issue. She used to kill it. I say used to. I haven't seen her in years, but yes, to your point.
Hey, man, coming in at number 6, Naomi Campbell.
Nothing wrong with that, player. I'm not saying anything.
You know me. Mike Bell loves the sisters, and I think you know that.
I'm not saying anything.
Number 5 is Elle McPherson.
Okay. Elle was hot, man, back in the day. Yeah.
And one of the guys, I posted the list at Mike Bell ATL on Twitter, and a guy goes, I'm denoting you're a man in your 50s. I go, yes, child of the 80s here. Real quick, Rachel Hunter at number 4. Stacey's mom has got it going on.
That she did.
And she was, I mean, absolute smoke show. Tyra Banks, fool, coming in at number 3.
Yeah, listen, Tyra Banks at her height, okay, just like with any of these women, Mike, untouchable, right? Tyra was just doing everything all over the place, and there wasn't a brother around that was like, man, if I could just date Tyra Banks, ask Chris Rock.
And another person I got to meet in New York back in the day, Paulina Portsakova, comes in at number 2. She was married to Rick Ocasek from
The Cars. Now, let me understand this. All of these women above Giselle.
All of them.
Okay, go ahead.
There can be only one.
Yeah.
And I posted it, and it's got to be Christy Brinkley.
Ooh.
Now, I know some guys I left out. There's so many in the world of modeling that I left out. There can be only 10. You guys can hit us up and, you know, compare notes with us. I mean, some guys love Linda Evangelista. Some guys, for them, it was Christy Turlington back in the day. Claudia Schiffer. Helena Christensen.
Yeah.
I mean, Stephanie Seymour. Kate Moss was always way too skinny. I never got that heroin chic thing. Mila Jovovich, who's went on to be an actress.
Yes, she did.
So these are all, there's going to be only 10. Number 1 is Christy Brinkley. The scene in Vacation.
Christmas
with
Vacation.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
This is crazy. So there you go. There's my top 10. Just like a sports argument, Carl, there's no wrong answers or right answers. You guys, give us your own 411.
All right. There it is, man. Nice job, Mike, on that. And guys are reviewing the list now as we speak.
Matter of fact, grab an ice cold Hey Man and look up top 50 supermodels. And spend some time killing some brain cells, too.
Hey, man, Ian Valentino from the 33rd team is going to join us, talk some football in the 5 o'clock hour. But when we come back, Raw is focused on the same thing we are. And you'll hear it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.